So-called extraordinary rendition is used to avoid complying with the Geneva Conventions banning torture. That's set out in Common Article 3, which has sparked a disagreement between President Bush and several key Republican senators. President Bush says the rules are too vague for American interrogators. Senators John McCain, John Warner, and Lindsey Graham argue that changing the language could invite torture of captured Americans. Joining us now to discuss Common Article 3 is Dahlia Lithwick. She is legal analyst for Slate.com and for us here at Day to Day. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, Madeline.
Well, what does Common Article 3 actually say?
First of all, I should explain it's called Common Article 3 because it's common to all four of the Geneva Conventions. And it covers armed conflict, but armed conflict that is not of an international character. So it's not governing wars between states. What it expressly prohibits at any time in any place is, quote, violence to life and person, and Part 1C prohibits, quote, outrages upon personal dignity, in particular humiliating and degrading treatment, end quote.
And why was this common article included? Did anything in particular prompt it?
It's supposed to cover non-international wars, and so the question is whether it was really just contemplating things like civil wars, wars that take place within a state. But clearly the intent was anything that wasn't contemplated under Article 2 of the Geneva Conventions, international armed conflicts, was supposed to be covered, I think, by Common Article 3.
And the Supreme Court has said that, yes, indeed, the prisoners at Guantanamo are covered by Common Article 3. The president says that this article is too vague with regards to these prisoners. And what bothers him about that?
Well, he just says that that language of, you know, personal dignity, humiliating and degrading treatment is just so fuzzy. And what he's specifically worried about is what happens when the CIA people who are asked to conduct these interrogations using these, quote, alternative measures, whether they will go forward and do their jobs if they're afraid that they're exposed to legal liability afterwards. And that means that the War Crimes Act of 1996, which is a federal law, that made it a felony to violate the Geneva Conventions. And so what he's afraid of is, because that language is too murky, they're just going to be afraid to do anything because they don't know when they've crossed the line.
And, of course, there are people who vociferously disagree with him on that. What do they say?
Well, they say, for one thing, that the alternate language that he wants to put in doesn't make things clearer. The only real effect is saying, we're not going to abide by Geneva, and you can call it clarifying Geneva or you can call it rewriting Geneva, but it certainly gives other countries license to also.
And I'm wondering also how the United States, who has signed on to the Geneva Conventions, how can you then just decide to change them?
Well, I mean, his answer is we're not deciding to change them, we're simply deciding to clarify them. And again, that raises the question of, does Geneva really apply to this sort of conflict? The administration has always taken the position that it doesn't. And I think the argument is, this is a different kind of conflict, new kinds of combatants, they're not wearing uniforms, they don't represent a nation state. And so all of the ideas that we had that predicated Geneva simply don't apply anymore.
Dahlia Lithwick, Slate and Day to Day legal analyst, thank you.
My pleasure, Madeline.